A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In your prayer, do not rattle on like the pagans. They think they will win a hearing by the sheer multiplication of words. Do not imitate them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us the wrong we have done as we forgive those who wrong us. Subject us not to the trial, but deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive the faults of others, your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, is this really true? Is God's love conditional? If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you. I mean, if you think about it, how is that even possible from a God worthy of the name God? It's probably not a new idea that we do, though, need to ask for forgiveness, to be contrite, to make amends in order to appropriate that forgiveness, in order to let it become effective. But even more to the point today is this request from Jesus that we forgive others. I mean, we pray it all the time in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I think we often pray it without quite realizing we're putting a condition on God ourselves. Don't forgive us unless we forgive others. And, of course, Jesus asks us to forgive others unconditionally. 70 times, 7 times. I think this kind of forgiveness, our unconditional forgiveness of others, without waiting for them to come to us for forgiveness or without waiting for them to be contrite, that kind of unconditional forgiveness is divine. That itself is God's forgiveness.